These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Sabrina, I'm 31, a doctor from London.
I'm Pete, I'm 46, a shop owner from Anglesey.
I'm Chloe, I'm 22, an ecology student originally from Gateshead.
I'm Gerald, I'm 74, I'm a stone waller from Gloucestershire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Sabrina. Welcome to the show, Sabrina.
Thank you, Bradley.
Looking forward to it?
Absolutely.
Good.
Can't wait.
Excellent. Now, you are a doctor.
I am indeed.
Medical doctor or mathematics or...?
I'm a medical doctor, but I'm actually doing a PhD at the moment, working towards being a scientific doctor as well.
Right, so what do you get up to in your spare time?
There's not much spare time because I work so hard, but when I do have some spare time, I can be found trolling the karaoke bars of London, singing my favourite Disney songs.
Really?
Absolutely.
Good for you. All right, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I moved into my new flat a couple of months ago, and I'm sorry to say I still haven't got myself a sofa. So while I'm catching up with the chase and with my medical soaps, I'm sat either on the floor or on a very terrible inflatable sofa with a hole.
Did you say medical soaps?
Anything and everything with medicine in it. I can't get enough of it. House, scrubs, Grey's Anatomy, the trashier the better.
Really?
Absolutely. Wow. I just like to think that that's how I should be living my life.
Well, good for you. All right, Sabrina, well, I wish you luck. Let's get you the sofa. Should we do that?
Thank you.
Cash bill around, each correct answer is worth £1,000. Good luck, your time starts now. At the start of a chess game, there are 16 of what playing piece on the board?
Pawn.
Correct. In TV ads for Renault, which French footballer often used the term va-va-voom?
Thierry Henry.
Correct. Which stepson of Prince Charles wrote the cookbook Let's Eat?
Pass.
Tom Parker Bowles. The American singer Marie Warwick became known by what middle name?
Dionne.
Correct, Dionne. The spectacled flower pecker is a recently discovered species of what creature?
Bird.
Correct. In May 1915, Captain Walter Schweiger gave the command to torpedo what liner?
Pass.
Lusitania. What colour appears in the name of the world's largest island?
Green.
Correct. Which former SAS man wrote the Syria-based novel Masters of War?
Joseph.
Chris Ryan. What part of the weekend was the title of a Wigfield hit?
Saturday night.
Correct. The Victory Medal was awarded to Allied servicemen who fought in what war?
World War One.
Correct. Which Danish-born comedian wrote the novel Whistling for Elephants?
Sandy Toksvig.
Just out of time, Sabrina. A great answer, Sandy Toksvig was the correct answer, but bad luck. However, what a start for the team, £7,000. That is seriously good. Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Cineman? He's very in at the moment. That's intolerant and insincere. Maybe you could be playing Jenny the Vixen Ryan. She'd like to treat you to a day out. That's a trip to the cleaners, actually. Or perhaps it's the Dark Destroyer. He's very neat. Yes, there's never a hair out of place. Could it be, though, the Beast? So big, the only thing he won't swallow is his pride. Or could it be the Governess? A perfume is wonderful. In just one day, it cleared my entire drive of weeds. Who do you want to take on?
I'd really like to take on Paul.
Right.
Because he's a doctor and I'm a doctor.
Yes.
We've both taken the Hippocratic Oath.
Yes.
And I'd like to think that he would do me no harm as a contestant. And I'd least like to play Sean, because seeing Sean there is just going to make me turn to stone.
Time to bring on the chaser. It's neither the Cineman or the Dark Destroyer. It is Frosty Nicholas herself. It's the Governess, Anne Pegasus.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hello, Anne.
You like medical soaps?
I love medical soaps.
I love a good casualty myself. And the show's not bad either.
Here, let's put some money onto the table. Very good cash bill of £7,000. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chase will offer you
£2,000.
Thank you. Very good for a low offer, player number one. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the Chasers, she will offer you
£32,000.
Very good. Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Gerald.
Well, £7,000 is a fantastic start. I think you should bring it back here.
Chloe.
£2,000 is a good low offer, but you are more than capable of bringing that £7,000 back.
Pete.
We need you back here. The £7,000 would be enough.
Thank you very much indeed. Short and sharp there from the team. £2,732. Sabrina, what'll it be?
I think I'd like to take the £7,000, Bradley.
Seven it is, no problem. Chaser?
Yeah, very solid cash builder there. Let's see what happens.
Indeed. Sabrina, for £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In the nursery rhyme, when Jack broke his crown, how was it fixed? A, milk and a tea cloth. B, vinegar and brown paper. Or C, sticky tape and loo roll. You've put vinegar and brown paper. Yeah.
I'd like to think it was that and not sticky tape and loo roll.
Do you remember the nursery rhyme?
A little bit, but I think vinegar and brown paper does stick in my head.
Correct answer is... Thank you very much. Well played. First one under our belt. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Also goes with vinegar and brown paper. Here's next question. Who declared that the marriage between Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon was void? A, Thomas Cranmer. B, Thomas More. C, Thomas Wolsey. You've put Thomas Wolsey.
I knew it was a Thomas, so that hasn't narrowed it down at all. All of the names sound like they should be around the time of Henry VIII. Really not sure if I've gone for the right one.
Correct answer is... It's Thomas Cranmer, staying where you are. Chase is put. Yeah, goes right with Thomas Cranmer. Moves to within two or four from home. Thomas Cranmer was...
He became the, I think, Archbishop of Canterbury.
Right, OK. Here's your next question. In musical notation, what term indicates that all the instruments should be played together? A, tutti, B, frutti, C, oruti. You've put tutti.
I'm pretty sure it's tutti, but I absolutely love the other options. I wish I could have gone for those.
Correct answer is... It is tutti. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put...
Frutti.
Yeah, that'd be good. Chaser puts also tutti, remains two behind with three from home.
Rather hoping that wop bop a loo mop a lop bam boom was going to be there.
Here's the next question. The Hawaiian missionaries are a famous and highly collectible set of what? A, coins. B, butterflies. C, postage stamps. You've put postage stamps.
Anne locked in really early, so I think she knows that I haven't really got much of a clue, but I'm guessing postage stamps are highly collectible.
Correct answer is... Well played, step close to home. Postage stamps is right. Chase has put. Goes right also with postage stamps. Remains the two behind, the two from home. Here's your next question. In what year was a waxwork of Winston Churchill first displayed at Madame Tussauds? A, 1908, B, 1938, C, 1968. You've put 1938.
I think I should have put C. No, I think 1938 is probably a bit soon. He wasn't Prime Minister until the war had started, so I think it is probably C.
Correct answer is... 1908. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Yeah, goes right with 1908. Moves to within one of us with two from home. This is interesting.
He'd done a load of stuff by then already. He was in his 30s. He was a politician.
There you are. Right. Good job we didn't go for the £32,000.
Very good job.
Here's your next question. Good luck, Sabrina.
Thank you.
In what way were the royals played by Colin Firth and Helen Mirren in their Oscar-winning roles related? A, husband and wife. B, brother and sister. C, father and daughter. You've put brother and sister.
I wasn't sure if Helen Mirren would be young enough to play Colin Firth's daughter. It was between A and B. I hopefully have gone for the right one, but I'm afraid I didn't know for definite.
You've put brother and sister. Correct answer is... Question somewhat confusing for you there. Colin Firth in his role as George VI in The King's Speech, and Helen Mirren in her role as the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got it. Okay, now.
She's gonna know this.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Chaser has put, gotta be wrong for us to stay in the game.
She'll get it. I just misunderstood.
Goes father and daughter, takes out two from home. That does some damage, because you are a good player. There's no question about that. Chaser?
Yes, the problem, as Brad says, is that that was actually a reference to two different films. Colin Firth was playing the future George VI in his 30s, mm-hmm. and Helen Mirren was playing the current Queen in her 70s.
Yes. However, Sabrina, I wish you well. It's either a puncture outfit for your blow-up sofa, or you will get a sofa yourself. I've thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. However, you've been beaten by the governess, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sabrina. Cheers. Thank you. Well, Sabrina goes, but next to face the chaser, it's Pete. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thank you.
Now, you're a shop owner, is that correct?
Yes, outdoor equipment.
Whereabouts?
Anglesey, North Wales.
Oh, right, OK. Yeah,
long way from where I grew up.
I was just about to say, you're not from that area at all.
I grew up in Dagenham.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Darling, very good. Well, now, I've got to say, you've got all this going on. No doubt you probably need that in the winter up in Anglesey, keep the frost off and
everything. Especially in our shop, yeah.
Yeah, really? Yeah. So it's outdoor activities.
Outdoor equipment.
What's yeah. that like?
Kayaks is what we started with, kayaks right. and climbing equipment. I first went to Anglesey to climb on the sea cliffs there.
Right.
About 20 years ago. So when I arrived on Anglesey, though, it was a single carriageway road all the way across the island.
Right.
They just turned decimal.
Unbelievable. And now
it's home. It's a fantastic place to bring the kids up. Yeah, lots yeah. of space. You go on the beach after school. I've had the kids, you know, walking along the beach with a dog. All of a sudden, they're in the sea in their school uniforms.
Great.
So, yeah, it's brilliant.
How wonderful. All right, mate. Well, look, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Close the shop for a week and take the kids on holiday.
Whereabouts to? Where would you like to go?
Disneyland Paris.
Oh, mate, we've got to push the boat out.
Yeah.
You've got to get them to Florida. Seriously.
She best make me a good offer, then.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to Florida, mate. How many kids you got?
Two.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
OK, here we go. Your time starts now. The village of Gretna Green is popularly associated with what ceremony?
Marriage.
Correct. What film trilogy received 30 Oscar nominations between 2002 and 2004?
Lord of the Rings.
Correct. Who was the only American president whose surname began with E?
Eisenhower.
Correct. Boggarts and thestrals are magical creatures in what children's book series?
Us.
Harry Potter. What South American country appears in the title of a Julie Covington hit?
Argentina.
Correct. Which film director and producer is the uncle of actor Nicolas Cage?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Correct. The phrase annus mirabilis means wonderful year in what language?
Latin.
Correct. What bakery chain received the freedom of the city of Newcastle in 2010?
Greggs.
Correct. Which singer released her autobiography, Voice of an Angel, in her
Charlotte
teens?
Charlotte Kirch.
Correct. What is the first chemical symbol on the periodic table to use two letters?
Helium.
Correct. On TV's The Cleveland Show, what is the surname of the title character?
Cleveland.
Brown. Pete, there were some great answers in there, mate. Well played. Really, really good. $9,000.
That'll do.
Yeah. What's the wife's name?
Kerry.
Right. She'll be thrilled with that.
Yeah. And my youngest, Eloise, she told me to go and win. I want to go on holiday.
Good for her. Good for Eloise. Right. $9,000. You ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Anne.
Well, clearly you're not as thick as your beard.
Yeah.
I'm sort of wondering if you've got two little guys hidden in there whispering the answers to you.
No.
That was an excellent cash builder.
Yeah. Unfortunately not.
Fantastic, though, Pete. Seriously, let's put some money on the table. $9,000. A step closer to home, we'll get an offer of...
£3,000.
Brilliant. What a great low offer. Thanks. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
You should seriously consider this. £45,000.
Have a chat with your team. Gerald?
Oh, Pete, that was a fantastic cash builder. You've got to get back here with that amount.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Chloe?
You could easily get 45, but $9,000 is still amazing, so...
Thank you.
Thanks. It was a fantastic performance. 3, 9, 45 grand. What are you thinking?
I think I'll stick with the 9 grand.
Stick
with
the 9?
Yeah, we'll make do with a holiday. That'll do.
All right,
it's
good.
Been 5 years.
Since you've had a holiday.
Since I had a holiday.
All right, great. 9 grand it is then, and that'll definitely get you to Florida. Chaser?
Oh, you're going to regret that.
I probably will.
All right, let's do this. Pete, for 9 grand, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here's your first question. What is an alternative name for 1662's Great Ejection, when 2,000 ministers were expelled from the Church of England? A. Black Bartholomew's Day. B. Pink Percy's Day. C. Scarlet Sebastian's Day. You've put Black Bartholomew's Day. It sounds the only logical one, really, doesn't it?
It does. It's a complete guess, to be honest with you.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Black Bartholomew's Day is right. Chaser's put. Goes right with Black Bartholomew's Day also.
Never heard of it, but it sounded logical.
Here's next question. The name of which African country means land of incorruptible people? A. Burkina Faso. B. Eritrea. C. Mozambique. You've put... Burkina Faso.
Complete guess, but you can't get all that into one word, can you?
No. Correct answer is... Well played. Burkina Faso is correct. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Also goes with Burkina Faso. Remains the three behind. Here's your next question. What type of birds can be described as raptors? A. Birds of prey. B. Flightless birds. C. Songbirds. You've put birds of prey.
I knew that.
Correct answer is... Yeah, birds of prey is correct. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Goes right also with birds of prey. No problem at all. Here's your next question. In the binary system, 1000 represents what number? A. 2. B. 4. C. 8. You've put 8.
Yep.
How does that work out?
You count single unit, then 2, then 4, then 8, because you double it every time.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. 8 is one away from home. Chaser has put. All goes right with 8. One more and you're through. If you get this right, you'd have had 2 goes at £45,000, Pete. Here's your next question. Which founding father of the United States wrote under the pseudonyms Polly Baker and Alice Addertown? A. Benjamin Franklin. B. Thomas Jefferson. C. George Washington. You've put George Washington.
Yep.
Happy
Complete
with that?
Guess.
Complete guess. Yeah.
I know they're all founding fathers. I don't know which one did that.
Correct answer is to go through with 9 grand. It's Benjamin Franklin, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with Benjamin Franklin. Moves to within 2. Only 2 chances of getting out. Here we go. What name is given to a golf course built on sandy ground by the seaside? A. Knots. B. Shackles. C. Links. That's the end of that. You've put links, yep. Quite happy with that.
Yeah.
You've put links to go through with 9 grand. Correct answer is... Links it is. Well played. This is a final choice. And 9,000 pounds. Could have had one go at 45, Chaser.
Yeah, a taxi driver once told me that links actually meant reclaimed ground. Ah. But I went and looked it up subsequently and I couldn't find any evidence of that, so...
Yeah. Wonder what it is, links, why it's called a links. Anyway, there you are. Never mind. Nonetheless, Pete, you are through, mate.
Thank you.
Well done. Great performance. Congratulations. Excellent stuff. Eloise will be jumping for joy, no doubt. Yes, she will indeed. Good player.
Yep, she'd be jumping so much more if he'd brought back the 45.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, so Sabrina's gone, but Pete is through. There's £9,000 in the prize fund. Chloe is up after the break. Can she add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Base of Chaser, it's Chloe. Welcome to the show, Chloe.
Hello.
Originally from Gateshead.
Yeah.
So where are you based now?
I'm in Brighton doing my ecology degree.
And how long have you been doing that?
I am in my fourth year now because I did a placement.
So what do you want to do?
I'd like to work in conservation or forestry management, being that person that says we're doing this because, but also getting to like teach the public about it and raise the awareness of conservation.
Okay, how do you relax though?
I like to read quite a lot. I read like old fiction, specifically, I suppose you class them as like gothic novels, like Jane Eyre. Dracula is my favourite book as well.
Okay, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I also like going to gigs quite a lot, and I'd like to take my three other housemates to Glastonbury.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Glastonbury with all the muck and the wellies. Oh, goodness, I couldn't think of anything worse. I really couldn't. Right, okay, Chloe, I wish you well. Good luck. Your time starts now. An idealistic person is said to see things through rose-tinted what?
Glasses.
Correct. Which boxer swapped autographs with Pope John Paul II in 1982?
Pass.
Muhammad Ali. In an alphabetical list of UN member states, what comes between Niger and Norway?
Pass.
Nigeria. A poem at the base of what statue ends, I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Florence Nightingale.
Statue of Liberty. What 1969 Michael Caine film ends with a bus hanging over the edge of a cliff?
The Italian Job.
Correct. The St. Bride vase is awarded to the men's singles world champion in what sport?
Pass.
Table tennis. What country was formed at the same time as Slovakia in 1993?
Russia.
Czech Republic. The pomegranate was one of the symbols of which Greek goddess of love?
Aphrodite.
Correct. What period of time can follow the words midnight, happy and zero?
Hour.
Correct. Donald and Douglas are locomotives in what series of stories?
Thomas Mackenzie.
Correct. Which Frenchman? Very good. Chloe, excellent. £5,000. I think that's good. Happy?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Chloe.
Hello, Anne.
You know all about environments. This one is about to get very hostile.
We'll put some money on the table. £5,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you
£1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will see you get an offer of
£41,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Gerald.
That was a very good cash builder. Do bring it back here. It's needed.
Thank you. Pete.
Take the five, bring it back here, we'll split the lot, everyone will go home a winner.
Thank you very much. £41,000. Chloe, what do you think?
41 is tempting, but I think I should stick with the five and take it back to my team.
Sticking with the five, that's fine. Chaser.
Oh, this is such a sensible team.
Very, very good team, though. Chloe, for £5,000, the chase is on. Right. Here comes your first question. With what country does France share its longest border? A, Germany. B, Switzerland. C, Spain. You've put Spain.
I was just trying to think in terms of the map and now I actually think about it, I think it's Germany.
Correct answer is... it's Spain. Oh. Step close to home. Chaser has put... goes wrong with Germany. Very good indeed for us.
OK, I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, here's next question. It's good. It's all good. What piece of furniture does not appear in the title of one of the Chronicles of Narnia? A, bed. B, chair. C, wardrobe. You've put... bed.
It's definitely a wardrobe, and I haven't read any further, but I'm thinking chair, maybe some sort of, like, throne type thing.
Very good. Correct answer is... well done. Step closer to home. Bed is the right answer. Chase has put... goes also right. The four from home.
One of the novels is called The Silver Chair.
Ah, very good. Well played, you. Here's your next question. Who sang the title theme song for the James Bond film Diamonds Are Forever? A, Sheena Easton, B, Carly Simon, C, Shirley Bassey. You've put Shirley Bassey.
She definitely sang other James Bond themes, so I'm just hoping she sang that one as well.
Correct answer is... Well played, Shirley Bassey is correct. Set closer home, Chase has put... Goes right with Shirley Bassey. She sang three, I think.
Well, she's best remembered for Goldfinger, yeah. Obviously. But yes, she also did that one.
Here's the next question. Which of these short words is also a symbol for a chemical element? A, is, B, it, C, in. You've put in.
Kind of know the periodic table. I was hoping it would be something a bit more obvious, but that was just a total guess, to be honest.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer home. In is right. Chase has put... Also goes within.
Indium.
Thank you. Here's your next question. One more and we're home. Well, I tell you what, get this right, we'd have had three goes at £41,000.
Kicking myself.
Here's your question. How many bones are there in the human skull? A, 11, B, 22, C, 33. You've put 22.
I didn't think it was that many at all. I was thinking, like, jaw and skull, general head. So I just thought 22 is the next logical.
To go through with £5,000, correct answer is... 22, well played. Yeah, because it's made up of... plates, isn't it?
Yeah, you have the jawbone, which is the mandible.
Yeah.
You have the maxilla, which is the upper one. You have the three in each ear.
Right.
Yeah, it adds up.
How about that? Well played. Very, very good. £41,000.
I know. Pounds. So many chances.
There you go. Don't worry. You are through nonetheless. It's a good, good team. Yeah, no, good. Well played, Chloe. Excellent stuff. Well done. Two very, very good players. Only Gerald left to play now.
£14,000.
Yeah.
Could have been 86 grand I could have been playing for there.
And I think Chloe might compliment Pete quite well there. I think she'll know a lot he doesn't.
Gerald is up after the break. Now then, seat four. Will he add to that 14 grand or will he take away? Find out in a moment. Welcome back. Last up, it's Gerald. Welcome to the show, Gerald.
Thank you.
Now, this is interesting. You're a stonewaller.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
Only 12 years.
Right. Dry stones, of course.
Yes,
dry
it stone is.
Waller. Yeah.
Yes.
Whereabouts?
In South Gloucestershire.
Fair enough. What did you do before?
I was a cattle farmer before that.
All right. So quite used to the outdoors, no doubt.
Very much so, yes.
What do you do to relax?
Well, my partner and I do a fair bit of ballroom dancing.
What's your partner's name?
Yvette.
Right. Okay.
Yes. I'm a great rock and roll fanatic. And also, I like watching horse racing.
All right, and if you won some money today, Joel, what would you do with it?
Well, I'd like to cross the states from east to west on a train.
On a train?
Yes.
Oh, OK. Well, Joel, let's get you and Yvette on this train.
Thank you.
Shall we do that?
Yes, please.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Someone looking untidy may be described as something dragged in by what pet animal?
Cat.
Correct. Perks is a station porter in what children's novel by E. Nesbitt?
Pass.
The Railway Children. What NASA Space Center is located on Merritt Island in Florida?
Pass.
Kennedy Space Center. What Italian firm makes the official World Cup football sticker album?
Nike.
Panini. Colonel Prothero's murder was the first crime solved by which female sleuth?
Miss Marple.
Correct. Who played Cinderella in the 2015 film Into the Woods?
No.
Anna Kendrick. Which Beatle has daughters named Beatrice, Stella and Mary?
Paul McCartney.
Correct. In 2013, Andrew Parker became head of what government service?
Pass.
MI5. What motorbike manufacturer used the slogan American by birth, rebel by choice?
Harley Davidson.
Correct. What publishing group? No time to get there for you, Gerald. £4,000. Very good indeed. Happy with that?
Yes, I think so, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Gambling man?
Could be.
Should we see what the offers are?
Yes, please.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Gerald.
Hello, Anne.
So you're a dry stone waller?
Yes.
So essentially, you're a bricklayer that's forgotten his cement?
Well, one could say that, yes.
We'll put some money onto the table. £4,000. A step closer to home will get you an offer of...
-£2,000.
Thank you. However, a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
£61,000.
Oh, goodness. Have a chat with your team. 61, goodness.
What do you think, team?
Chloe?
I think we need you back here, as many people as we can, for the final chase, so take the four.
Pete?
We need you back here, Gerald. Take the £4,000. That gives us over £5,000 each to go on holiday with.
OK.
We'll all have a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, Gerald. So, -2,000, £4,000, £61,000. What will Yvette say?
Don't take the minus. Can't do that to the team.
No, no, fair enough.
I'm going for the middle number, Bradley.
Four?
Yes, please.
Good for you, Gerald. OK, four it is. Chaser?
And on any other team, that would have been a very good cash builder. Here, it's just kind of ordinary.
Yes.
This is an excellent team.
It is. Here we go. Gerald, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Wish you well. Here's your first question. Which of these Soviet leaders died after less than 15 months in office? A. Andropov. B. Brezhnev. C. Gorbachev. You've put Andropov. Rather apt name. Andropov. Andropov?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
Because it's Andropov, isn't it?
Yeah, he's dropped off, yes.
Has he? Did Andropov drop off?
I'm sure he did.
Correct answer is... Well played. Very good, Gerald. Excellent. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Yeah, it goes right with Andropov.
Yeah, Brezhnev died, I think, in 82. Gorbachev came along in 85. And between those two, there was Andropov followed by Chernenko. And neither of them was around for very long.
Here's your next question. What is the occupation of Ichabod Crane in Washington Irving's story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow? A. Blacksmith. B. Farmer. C. Schoolteacher. You've put... Farmer.
I had to go for that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Correct answer is... Schoolteacher is the correct answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Goes right to school. I don't remember him being a school teacher at all.
Yeah, I thought for a moment I might have got him mixed up with Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah.
It's also by Washington Irving.
Yeah.
But I had a feeling he was a school teacher.
Here's the next question. In Hitchcock's film, The Lady Vanishes, how is Miss Froy travelling when she disappears? A. Train. B. Boat. C. Plane. You've put... Train.
I don't know much about Hitchcock's... Except Psycho, one or two like that, but I don't know this film at all, bro.
No?
No.
Correct answer is... Yeah, Train is correct, well played. Step closer home, Chaser's put. Goes right with Train. Remains the two behind, the three from home. Here's next question. The Jewish festival of Rosh Hashanah begins at what time of day? A, sunrise. B, midday. C, sunset. You've put sunset.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Jewish festivals, Bradley, but that comes to mind somewhere.
Correct answer is... Well played. Sunset is correct. Step closer home. Chaser's put. Goes also right with sunset. Chaser's still two behind, the two from home. Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these performers used the name of their pet and the street they grew up on to devise their stage name? A. Bruno Mars. B. Iggy Azalea. C. Paloma Faith. You've put Iggy Azalea.
I've no idea about this one, I'm afraid, Bradley.
No.
Pop's not my strong point.
Sure. Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Iggy Azalea's right. Chase has put. Goes also right. Stays within two. We're one from home. Good luck to you. I wish you well.
Thank you.
If you get this right, you'd have had one go at 61,000. Here's your question. Loud upper-class toffs are commonly called what? A, Hooray Henrys. B, Jolly Johnnies. C, Whoopi Walters. You've put Hooray Henrys.
Yeah, gotta be.
£4,000 to go through to join Chloe and Pete, of course. Correct answer is... Excellent, Hooray Henrys is right. Brilliant.
Yep, nothing I could do about that.
Nothing you could do at all. Gerald, you are through.
Thank
well
you,
done, mate.
Thank
great
you very
stuff.
Much. Thank you.
Three players through and £18,000. Very, very good.
Well done, Gerald. Thank
indeed.
You. Thank you. Well thanks, Chloe. Thank you.
All right, what do you think?
I think it's a very good team with a lot of bases covered.
Yeah, I do too. All right, I tell you what, 2 minutes of questions on dry stone walling, you're in trouble, love. So, Gerald, Chloe, and Pete have made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £18,000. That's £6,000 each, of course. Here's the question for you all at home. Is little Eloise going to Disney? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Gerald, Chloe, and Pete have made it through to the final chase. There's £18,000 in the prize fund, £6,000 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and team have selected set...
A.
Set A, that means, of course, the governors get set B. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start in the chase, and there it is. That's a big advantage. You've got to make that pay. Gerald, Chloe, Pete, good luck to you. Your time starts... Now, the French seaport of Nice is on the coast of what sea?
Heat.
Mediterranean.
Correct. In texting, MSG is short for what word?
Heat.
Message.
Correct. Which king did the Queen call Grandpa England?
Heat.
George V.
Correct. A standard netball court's how many feet wide?
Chloe.
Pass.
50. What first name links the composers Mahler and Holst?
Heat.
Gustav.
Correct. Shakespeare's Juliet marries into what family?
Gerald.
Capulet.
The Montagues. Which author created the half-elven character Elrond?
Pete.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Correct. Who was Prime Minister between Rosebery and Balfour?
Pete.
Pass.
Salisbury. What animal usually appears on a malted milk biscuit?
Pete.
Cow.
Correct. In 1513, James V became king of what country?
Pete.
Scotland.
Correct. What Puccini opera features a flower duet?
Chloe.
Madam Butterfly, what's the opposite of the nautical term windward?
Pete.
Leeward.
Correct. What type of creature is an old wife?
Pete.
Pass.
Fish. The postal abbreviation CT refers to what American state?
Pete.
Connecticut.
Correct. What primary colour is carminic acid?
Gerald.
Red.
Correct. Who did Lucy Griffiths play in the BBC drama Robin Hood?
Pete.
Maid Marian.
Correct. In 1498, which Italian explorer discovered Trinidad?
Pete.
Christopher Columbus.
Correct. What Rudyard Kipling novel has the shortest title?
Pete.
If.
Kim, what's the last month of the year to begin with a vowel?
Chloe.
October.
Correct. Queen Victoria erected a statue at Balmoral to which gilly?
Pete.
John Brown.
Correct. The film Ferry Across the Mersey set in what city?
Pete.
Liverpool.
Correct. On an automatic gearbox, what does the P stand for?
Gerald.
Park.
Correct. What name is given to Welsh rarebit with a poached egg on top?
Pete.
Pass.
Buck Rabbit. What does a necrologist write for newspapers?
Pete.
Obituaries.
Correct. Felicity Jones played Emma Grundy in what radio series?
Pete.
The Archers.
Brilliant, Pete. Just in time. Well played. Excellent stuff. The Archers. 21 steps. You've got to be happy with that.
Back of the net.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, 21. Nice. It's time to bring back the chaser. Nice.
Superb score and brilliant team play. I mean, the two of you knew when to get out of Pete's way and when to actually chip in.
Excellent.
So, yeah, very good.
Really, really good. Now, remember, if the governess gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push her back one step. And that is crucial between going home with nothing or going home with £6,000 each. It is now time for the final chase. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. What relation was Anne Bronte to Emily Bronte?
Sisters.
Correct. Which of the Spice Girls was born in London?
Emma. Emma Bunton.
Correct. What is Wayne Rooney's Manchester United squad number?
Oh, I don't know. Nine.
Stop the clock.
I'm not too sure.
Or 11.
I thought it was seven.
Seven?
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
I honestly have no idea. Sorry.
Goodness. OK, someone have a guess.
We'll go for seven, then.
Is wrong. Other way. 10. OK, here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. The word cartoons derived from what modern language?
French.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
A couple of words that come out like Czech.
Yeah.
So I think you can go with Czech.
Not Arabic.
Czech?
Not Arabic.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Need an answer, please.
The Czech.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Italian.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Chase it. Your time starts again now. The Summoner's Tale forms part of what Geoffrey Chaucer work?
Canterbury Tales.
Correct. What South Korean car manufacturer makes the Matisse?
Daewoo.
Correct. The watery fluid in plants has what three-letter name?
Sap.
Correct. Agrabah is the setting for what 1992 Disney film?
Aladdin?
Correct. Lance Bombardier is a rank in which of the UK armed forces?
Artillery.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Got the army in Lance Bombardier.
Could you repeat the question?
Yes. Lance Bombardier is a rank in which of the UK armed forces?
You're right, Gerald.
Got the army, isn't it?
The army.
It's correct. Too much information. Army is the right answer. We push the chaser back. 16 required. 1 minute and 18 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, the René Magritte Museum is in what Belgian city?
Brussels.
Correct. The Observer newspaper was first published in what century?
The 18th.
Correct. Quadrilaterals have how many interior angles?
Do you mean in degrees?
Quadrilaterals have how many
interior angles?
Correct. In what 2014 film does Russell Crowe say a great flood is coming?
Noah.
Correct. What city's subway system has a station named Voltaire?
Paris.
Correct. Nick Helm plays the title role in what BBC sitcom?
Don't know.
Stop the clock.
Nick Helm is a comedian guy.
Is that the uncle?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Uncle.
What an answer that is. Uncle is correct. We push the chaser back. 12 required. 44 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. Beak is a slang name for what part of the face?
Nose.
Correct. Pakistan Test cricket caps are mainly what colour?
Black.
Stop the clock.
I think they're green.
It's green.
I think they're green.
The flag has got a green.
All right, yeah. Green.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 12 required. Here we go. The time starts again now. Lady Carrickfergus is another title belonging to which duchess?
Duchess of Cornwall.
Stop the clock.
Do you not make our duchess name like Fergie? Was she the duchess of?
Duchess of York.
Is that what she's the duchess of York? Yeah.
She was. I don't know if she's still
about Windsor.
Need an answer, please.
Duchess of Windsor.
Duchess of Windsor?
Is wrong. Correct answer is Duchess of Cambridge. Would have accepted Kate Middleton. 12 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Derek Martin played Charlie Slater in what TV soap?
EastEnders.
Correct. Which singer's family runs the Chicone Vineyard in Michigan?
Madonna.
Correct. What creatures are reed bunting?
A bird.
Correct. County Mayo in Ireland has a coastline of what ocean?
The Atlantic.
Correct. Joseph K is the protagonist in three works by which author?
Kafka, Franz Kafka.
Correct. Glenn Close played Norma Desmond in what musical?
Sunset Boulevard.
Correct. The stars of the European flag each have how many points? Time is up. Congratulations.
Well done. Brilliant.
Well, well, well. Happy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Deliriously.
Yes, I bet. What a good, good team. Congratulations. Gerald, Chloe, Pete, thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. Go and enjoy yourselves. Take the 18 grand, split it equally. £6,000 each. You've outrun the chaser. Congratulations. You've not been caught. Chaser.
Yes, as I said, an excellent team.
Yeah.
And, very well done, guys. Enjoy the money.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. OK. The team go home with £6,000 each. You see, it can be done. Money can be taken from our chasers. Could you do it? Well, then come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.